What actually happened in the Scouring of the Shire? The Battle of Bywater is the last battle in the War of the Ring, so let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into Tolkien's legendarium, as well as the world of A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. This is the last part in a series of videos looking at the battles of the War of the Ring, the war raging in the background of the story of the Lord of the Rings. You can watch this as a standalone video, but if you'd rather start at the beginning, there's a link in the description to the playlist. Last time, we looked at the Battle of the Morannon, which is generally considered the end of the War of the Ring. The ring was destroyed and Sauron defeated. Of course, fighting carried on for a while afterward, clearing out the remnants of Sauron's forces. The Battle of Dale, or the Siege of Erebor, lasted a couple more days until the 27th of March, and the cleansing of Mirkwood wasn't complete until the 6th of April. Meanwhile, the story, of course, focuses on rewards and recognition, marriages and merriment, and friends' fond farewells, until the penultimate chapter when the hobbits arrive back in the Shire, only to find it overrun by ruffians. They lead the rebellion. It's an important plot moment showing how they have grown, literally as well as figuratively in Merry and Pippin's case, and can return the Shire to its bucolic idyll. The seeds of this were actually sown decades earlier. Saruman became inquisitive as to why Gandalf spent so much time in the Shire, so went to investigate that land in disguise several times. He started smoking pipeweed and enjoyed it, but as he had mocked Gandalf for that a few times, he kept that secret. He set up a little import business buying pipeweed from Lotho Sackville Baggins. That's why Merry and Pippin found some in the storehouse at Isengard. So Saruman's human lackeys were already used to going in and out of the Shire, and Lotho Sackville Baggins had even more money, which he used to buy not just Bag End from Frodo, but also the Old Mill. Once Frodo and co. were gone, he tightened his grip on the Shire, knocking down the Old Mill and replacing it with a more industrial version, closing the inns, imprisoning any opposition, claiming the title Chief, and using human ruffians to enforce his rule. Basically, he set himself up as a dictator. But then Saruman came, adopting the name Sharky. Treebeard had released him from his house arrest in Orthanc, and he had headed up there as he already had links to the area and probably had heard about Lotho's coup. He took over and doubled down on the industrialisation and brutality. Before we get to the Four Hobbits' return, it's worth noting that there were some scuffles and small battles before that. The Tooks didn't allow the ruffians into Tookland, for example, leading to a few skirmishes with some casualties, but Tookland stood firm. That was Pippin's dad who led that particular resistance, by the way. In the winter, in Bree, Bill Ferny let some ruffians in, but they were repelled at the loss of 5 Breelanders. Bill and some ruffians headed off to the Shire, while others set themselves up as bandits. So that was the situation when the hobbits returned. There were perhaps 300 ruffians in the Shire at the time. When the ruffians heard that some travellers had returned with swords and armour and no intention of backing down, they sent a squad of about 20 men to Bywater, where the hobbits were, to put down the opposition. But the hobbits had used their time wisely, rallying the local populace, around 200 of them, to grab whatever stick or sharp object they could and man the barricades, or hide in the shadows, actually. Farmer Cotton, that's Rosie Cotton's dad, stood alone in the centre of the road blocking the way, tempting them forward to arrest him. As the ruffians advanced, the hobbits emerged and surrounded them. They tried to make a break back down the road towards Hobbiton, but their leader was felled by 4 hobbit arrows, and the rest gave themselves up. It was a victory for the hobbits, but a bigger battle awaited the next morning. Sure enough, the ruffians had got their act together, and now a force of around 100 came marching up from Waymeet. Thankfully, by this time, Pippin had managed to gather another 100 armed hobbits from Tookland to join them, and the hobbits set up in a very similar way they had last time, though in an even better defensive position. Tolkien writes, "The ruffians came tramping along the east road, and without halting, turned up the Bywater Road, which ran for some way sloping up between high banks with low hedges on top. Round a bend, about a furlong from the main road, they met a stout barrier of old farm carts upturned. That halted them. At the same time, they became aware that the hedges on both sides, just above their heads, were all lined with hobbits. Behind them, other hobbits now pushed out some more wagons that had been hidden in a field, and so blocked the way back. The ruffians, as their name suggests, might have been deadly with a cudgel or a sword, but they weren't great military tacticians. That's twice they'd walked straight into a trap. Nor were they particularly disciplined. Merry told them to surrender, and a few of them did, though then those were set upon by some of the others. 20 or so tried to break back the way they had come, past the wagons. They were mostly shot or hunted down in the fields beyond. The remainder, perhaps 80 or so, tried to climb the banks or break through the barrier. Many of those were shot as they tried, but some made it and attacked the hobbits they found there. Merry and Pippin, who had been on the other side of the road, rushed to the rescue, with Merry killing their leader, and the last few ruffians were encircled by a ring of archers and were forced to surrender. All told, nearly 70 ruffians were killed, and a dozen more had been captured. The rest, we assume, escaped. 19 hobbits had died and 30 more injured, but the point was made. The ruffians had taken control by targeting hobbits in small groups and banning them from getting together in inns and the like, but now the hobbitry were united, and although there were probably still 200 more ruffians in the Shire, these soon vanished once they realised the game was up. It was to be the last battle of the war, and the last recorded battle ever fought in the Shire. A memorial was set up on the hillside commemorating all those who had lost their lives. All that was left was to confront Sharkey, who was, of course, Saruman, and he met his end not by the hobbits exacting revenge, but by Grima turning on him. We should probably leave the last words to the hobbits themselves after Saruman's demise. "And that's the end of that," said Sam. "A nasty end, and I wish I needn't have seen it, but it's a good riddance." "And the very last end of the war, I hope," said Merry. "I hope so," said Frodo, and sighed. "The very last stroke. But to think that it should fall here, at the very door of Bag End. Among all my hopes and fears, at least, I never expected that." "I shan't call it the end till we've cleared up the mess," said Sam gloomily, "and that'll take a lot of time and work." Of course, Sam did clear up all the mess and replant all the trees, and the Shire was returned to its beautiful best. Not the same as it had been before, it was changed and different, but it was saved, and the hobbits, like the rest of the Free Peoples, could return to the things in life that actually matter: friends, family, song and laughter. And that, I suppose, is the point of all that warfare, or it should be. The cavalry charges and the heroism, as well as the sacrifices and destruction. It was because there is still some good in the world, like there is in our world, and it's worth fighting for. I hope you enjoyed this series, Breaking Down the War of the Ring. If you missed any of the episodes, there's a playlist on the left of your screen now. Or for other Lord of the Rings videos, there's a playlist in the middle of your screen. Finally, if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.